Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We've got more on the anti-animal agriculture activists and their tactics in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owosso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
The Animal Agriculture Alliance released a report recently detailing observations from the Animal Rights National Conference that was held earlier this year in Alexandria, Virginia. Head of Thompson Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says that one of the things they notice as they observe this particular conference and the anti-animal agriculture activists are the tactics that they use against producers and those that are handling animals, but also against companies that are consumer-facing.
Over the past several years, animal rights activist groups have been very aggressive and very focused on pressuring restaurants, retailers, and food service companies to adopt certain policies. Of course, these policies on their surface might sound like something that's good would be positive for animal welfare, but really at their core, what they're trying to do is get policies put in place that make production less efficient, that drive up costs, that force farmers to have the burden of changing production practices, which unfortunately will put some farmers out of business as they try to look to make those transitions. And a lot of times these policies aren't necessarily black and white better for animal welfare. Cage-free egg production is one example of this, that everyone has probably heard all the headlines and heard the news about companies pledging to adopt standards. They will only source cage-free eggs over the next 5 or 10 years. And those policies were pushed by activist groups, and that tactic was very popular in discussions at the animal rights conference. They talked about harassment was one word they used, that they had basically harassed one company into adopting a certain policy. They talked about going on to social media pages of restaurants and retailers and bombing them with negative comments and negative reviews and forcing them to deal with the activists. They said one thing that they suggested activists do is put up a campaign and take a restaurant's logo and put blood drops on it. What they want to do is force branded companies, and just as you said, Ron, those companies are consumer-facing, so they do have a brand to have to defend. And these activist groups know that, and they're trying to pressure them, damage that brand, and use a lot of aggressive and, again, that harassment word, those harassing tactics, to try to get those brands to cave to the demands the activist groups are making, which ultimately those demands will be to stop selling milk, meat, poultry, and eggs. One speaker even said that. Someone in the audience asked, well, why are you even bothering pushing for these animal welfare policies when we really should be pushing for liberation and not eating animals at all? And the speaker said, you know, don't worry, we're not going away. That they're going to continue to persist and continue to push chains and restaurants and retailers to adopt certain policies until they do meet that end goal.
I guess that's almost what like the proverbial nose of the camel under the tent.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that if these restaurant and retail brands want to keep serving meat, poultry, milk, and eggs, which I'm sure that they do, they should be receptive to talking to the animal ag industry, and we really need to be communicating throughout the supply chain and make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all working together, and we're really supporting those brands as they deal with the pressure campaigns, because as you can see in the report, these tactics are ruthless, these tactics are underhanded, and anything we can do to support those publicly facing companies in this effort, we need to be doing that, and hopefully they can know that they can turn to us for resources and help.
And Hannah Thompson-Weeman says, make no mistake about it, these animal rights activists have no intention of coexisting with animal agriculture. They want to put farmers, ranchers, and those raising livestock out of business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.